Welcome to the next chapter, Project Risk Management, chapter number 7. We have planned our project nicely, start development cycle is going through, but there is always an uncertainty and there is a risk associated at various stages of development. So how to handle that risk is a risk management. So we'll have detailed understanding of identification, mitigation, resolving the risk. So how to overall manage the risk is the main content of the chapter. So let's see that. What is risk? Basically, it is a likelihood of event. That means there is always a probability, uncertainty, and which can impact our project, maybe positively as well as negatively. Negatively is going to impact us in harsh way, but positively also sometimes it gives us a pleasure. Because something come out which we are never expected. So that will be a gain. But majorly it is a negative for which we are concerned. So it can be an unexpected event which can affect your project. And worstly, it can even stop your project, held up your project, and it may lead to failure of project. Risk can affect people, processes, even machinery, technology, resources, everything can get affected because of this risk. Now, if you look at the figure, there is a cycle. So it is a continuous cycle which is running at the background when your project is under progress of development. Because risk can occur at any point of time and any point of situation. So we have to have some monitoring algorithm or monitoring mechanism, we can say, which can identify the risk. And then we have to have respective corrective actions and all that, which we'll discuss in the progress of the chapter. What is the importance of project risk management? So project risk management is basically arts and science, because we have to analyze, identify first and then analyze and respond to the risk throughout the life of the project. And it should take care of every stakeholder. So none of the stakeholder get affected because of any unexpected occurrence of event. And at the same time, you have to meet the objectives, project objectives. That is very, very important. Now, risk management is often overlooked in project. So many times we are in hurry, never thought of many things or never predicted many things during planning process. And probably that where we are failure lies. So we need more time in planning, then your execution will be smooth. So when you are determining the project scope, developing the realistic estimation, which we have discussed in the previous chapters, you have to really work hard there to ensure all the further progress of the project may not lead to any type of risk. And if it is there, it is minor, not major impact on the entire development process. Now, the importance where we have, how to determine the risk in the project. There are five elements that we have to take care. First is risk event identification, or what is risk event? What might happen to affect your project? For example, in the context of, let us say, in IT project, the major risk is your key people may in between leave the project. That is possibly the risk event. There may be always a risk of stealing your code, your algorithm, your business logic, and how to secure that. That is also a risk. So you have to think about it. Risk of time frame. Now, time is very, very crucial because you have to coordinate so many things with so many people, with all resource planning and all that. And somewhere something goes wrong and your time frame goes haywire. So that you have to be very, very particular, look at very tightly on your time frame to ensure there is no risk of failure in your time planning, because that is one of the very important criteria in case of project. Probability. Now, every risk has a chances, likelihood chances. How much it can happen? Maybe 100%, 90%, 80%. So we have to have that sort of study or analysis to understand what is the likelihood of happening such event. That is the probability. Next, impact. Suppose it happens. If that event happened, like people, key people in the development team leave, what can be the impact on the project? How it may affect your time frame, your maybe in terms of money also it may affect. So how will mitigate that? So that way you have to understand the impact. What will be the expected output? Factors. What event might for or trigger such event? Means foresee that event. So you have to ensure that in order to avoid. So always prevention is better than curing. So how we can avoid this? So which factors can affect, or like for example, people leaving. Why people leave? Because of maybe not good in the environment, your boss is not good, you are not paying as per the industry standard. So these are some factors, right? Where the people may go to the other company. So how we can handle that? How we can take care of that? So that way you have to understand risk management. So these are some terminologies, very important facts that we have to understand in the risk management. Now, risk identification is first important stage. Even at the planning, we have to take care of it before initiation of the project itself. So in the scope and the project planning, you must have done a lot of brainstorming for identification of risk and then how to take care of it. So there are different means of doing it. So you have brainstorming, Delphi techniques where you can involve more experts, take their opinions, have surveys. From survey you can come out with the conclusions. So these are some Delphi techniques you can have. Interviews, again many people, stakeholders, and find out what can be the possibility of particular event, risky event can happen and how much it can impact and all that thing. Lastly, most important is SWOT analysis. You should be very much sure about your strength, weakness, opportunity and threats. So threat is a risk, of course. So that is what is a SWOT analysis is initially when you are starting the project, initiating the project, that is one of the important activity you should carry out. Now risk can be, as I said, can be negative as well as positive. Negative, obviously it is going to make losses or it is going to hamper your project in terms of money, in terms of life of someone, it may be in terms of time frame mainly. So negative risks involve understanding potential problem that might occur in the project, how they might impede the project success. So how it hinder or it will negatively reduce the project success. That is what you have to understand. These are negative risks. For example, how we can take like form of insurance. For what is insurance? Suppose your project is civil work. Civil work, there are always a risk of people working on the project may have some sort of accident. Okay, so you can invest in insurance. So that is a way of mitigation. So you can people give the people confidence that we have such insurance of this, and even financially company will not get impacted. So that insurance people will take care of it. That is the way you can mitigate the somebody's life or some damage to a person, right? So these are negative risks. Now it can be positive also. Positive risks which can bring in something new which is you never expected, or it may be very much like a positively impacting your success which we have never expected, right? So answer is that may something you have come out with some solution or some feature in your project because of developmental cycle you in the discussion or in the process of development. Okay, so that can be one good impact of risk. So risk management to minimize the potential negative risk while maximize the potential positive risk. So when you take any project, it is always a risky business, and the project, how positive we can be by having some new learnings or having some new ideas, it is a positive risk, we can say. So we have to plan such a way, we have to be risky, but giving us the advantage of that risk is always better way of handling it. So how is the risk management planning will go? The planning, of course, at the document level, procedures, when you are planning initial stage, is, as I said previously, you should have enough of exercise, brainstorming, and you have to involve many experts or relevant stakeholders so that you can have, first of all, well documented point of risk pointers. We can say risk pointers. Then project team should review project document, understand the organization's sponsor's approach to risk, how we can mitigate or we can minimize the impact. So that way you have to have another document how resolutions you can do for that respective risk. Then every detail you need to mention in the documentation at the different level. Contingency plan, this is very, very vital, which should be defined at the action level mainly. Something happened and something going wrong, what can be your plan B or plan C? That is the contingency plan. Okay, in case of risk, is very, very vital. Or we call it the fallback plan. Fallback plan has high impact on bidding process. So at least when you have fallback plan, the impact can be minimized. So you have, our attempt should, if you cannot avoid it, at least you have to minimize the impact of it effectively. That is what is the idea of handling the risk. So contingency reserves or allowances are provision that help for project sponsors, organizations to reduce the risk of cost. So funds, contingency in terms of money, in terms of time, in terms of people, which are vital resources. So all those resources we have to think as a additional reserves. So we can deploy that reserves in case of risky issues and make the thing happen smoothly. Checklist. Ideally speaking, at the time of project initiation or project study or requirement analysis, the experienced people who have got past history of such projects handling, you can discuss, you can have a lot of brainstorming with them, and you can get inputs and make a checklist so that at different stages of project, what you should verify before you step into the next stage, so that you are taking all preventive measures, we are taking all possibilities and minimizing the probabilities of happening a risk. So it will help, this document will help you. See, documentation is always a tedious task, but it is really going to be very helpful when you really start working on it, especially execution of projects, monitoring of the project, right? So charter document, which we project charter, you should include this checklist. Risk checklist help them to select the risk most likely occurs, even the situation, domain specific risk, different types of projects. So if you have multiple projects, the project has got its own types of risk, and that accordingly we have to categorize. We'll see that consideration in the detail. This next slide, it is defining the different risk classification. The risk can be a technical risk, external risk, or the organizational risk, or project management risk itself. Technical risk in the sense, you have some requirements which required a technology which is you don't have. Maybe you don't have technical people to handle that technology, or you don't have the equipment required or infrastructure required to handle that technology. You're missing on the interface, quality, performance requirement and technical point of view. So that is one extended risk of which under category of technical thing. External risks, which is not in your control. So we obviously customer can come out with a new requirement, or he can come out with some problems, issues that can lead to the risk. Contracts, so contract people maybe, or could be contract suppliers, all those people can lead to some risk. Market scenario fluctuate always. You don't know, some political decisions can impact your project. Suppliers also always risky business, because he may turn down a previous contract, or he may turn down the quality, and he may demand more money. So these are always risk factors. Organizational, we have logistic problem, resource problem, budget problem. These are internal problems, And accordingly, we have to take care of it through respective authorities to so that you can minimize the impact of organizational problem at that point of time. Project management, of course, this can be very well mitigated at the time of planning, proper scheduling, estimation, controlling and tracking. This can be very well managed, all project management thing. That is what we are expert for. Now, if you categorize the risks, majorly we can have broad category like market risk, financial risk, technology risk, people risk, structure process risk, which I already discussed. Then you further classify them. Is it low, or low, medium, medium, low? So medium, medium. So this is impact point of view. How much is the impact? This particular risk you identify. First of all, you classify or categorize in either of this market, finance, technology, etc. And then further you define it, whether it is low impact or high impact. That way you have to decide. So we have to accordingly make a strategy. So first thing is identification, then categorization, and then subsequent planning for mitigation. Four broad strategies for handling the risk. So what way you can plan or strategize to take care of the risk? Most important thing is risk avoidance. Something if you can take as a preventive measure, it is always best, because rather than working on corrective mode, if you can prevent it, it will have zero impact, isn't it? So always be a proactive. So risk avoidance. So you have different risk categorization. Accordingly, you can see that how we can avoid it. Means mitigation. Mitigation means it happens, then what can be the way out, like contingency plan or some follow-up plans that you can take care of it. So all those things is mitigation. Transfer. Transfer means how we can transfer the risk impact on project from higher level to lower level by means of some diversion or some sort of arrangements. So how we can do that? Okay, so that way also you can have strategies so that you can transfer the risk in terms of category wise, also in terms of class of impact. Risk acceptance. Certain risk is beyond your control. COVID like thing, beyond your control. So you have to accept it and you have to wait and watch. So that way the different strategies can be. Now risk control. The choice of the control depends on the severity of the risk as well as nature of the risk. So control is only possible when you know the impact of it, that the severity of it and what nature of it. So that study is very important to control it. So control use depending on the severity and tolerance level. Means how much it will our business can tolerate the impact. We can afford to control, and how we can financially or technically, or even we can say in terms of manpower, we can have ability as an organization to control that risk. So some example is mentioned. Genset will involve heavy capital expenditure, higher operating costs, which not every company can afford. So there are big companies, we can have good financial cash flows as well as capital available with them. So they can easily handle it. But for small organization, it becomes difficult to borrowing the capital. So accordingly, you have to think how we can control it. So when you classify the risk, you have to identify top 10 risk atoms. The top 10, which are qualitative risk analysis tool that helps to identify risk and maintain an awareness of risk throughout the life of. So you have to identify top 10 risks at least and their respective mitigation or your strategies to handle that. And every project review will check that risk possibility or probability of that risk and how we can handle that risk. Every stage of reviewing. Right, so that is good practice you can follow to as a proactive way of handling the risk. Now, there are two common ways to dealing the project risk. One is contingency plan and having buffer. Now, contingency plan, we'll see detail. Buffer is in terms of time, in terms of resource, some natural mean combination of all three, natural means of buffers that we have to have, buffer stocks, and then we can mitigate that risk. Contingency plan. Contingency plan is a course of action designed to help an organization responding effectively to a significant future incident, even in a situation that may happen or may not happen. So, keeping in mind the probability of risk, do you have some plan that is a contingency plan? So, you have some backup. For example, my hard disk may crash. So, do you take a daily backup on Google Drive or maybe pen drive or your external hard disk? It is a contingency plan. Simple as that. Maybe periodically, depending on the severity of the data that you are changing. So, that is what is the scenario that is simply you can handle. Right? Then security aspect. Then you have to think about it, how we can control the security by access control. Right? So, this is all basically contingency plan. Now, this is what is the risk management process, where you can see estimation to action and treating the risk, okay, and then monitoring it continuously. So there is a continuous process of monitoring of risk assessment. It cannot be like you assess risk at any point of time after certain interval. It is continuous monitoring is vital because it may happen at any point of time. And then there are different stages that way you can handle it. If it is eliminated, it's very good at the initial stage. If it is not, how we can minimize the impact or mitigate that. So it is a cycle. The risk management process is a continuous process that you must notice. Now let's talk about buffer. Buffer gives project management a way out to handle unforeseen events, especially in terms of time. It can be temporal, that means in terms of time, it can be financial, in terms of budget, and qualitative in nature. Okay, so it can be some quality factors and all that. So you have additional time, money, or people, because people is one of the most important risks in IT industry. There is a lot of churning happen, right? And many key people leave. So best way is to have proper documentation, then sticking to your notice period, then keep these people watch or sort of arrangement where the people are getting disturbed or keep them motivated to retain them. So these are all way of having, or we can have people on the bench so you can immediately deploy them. So these are all buffers, right? So project buffer protects the project from missing its schedule. Main thing is time frame. If you have people which are not skilled enough or trained enough, the training they may take another week or two, then it will, your time frame or your project schedule is going to affect entirely in due to this manpower changing. So that you have to take into consideration. You have to keep the team be ready with equal skill and you can deploy that immediately. So that sort of buffering you can do in terms of manpower, in terms of money, budgets and all that. So it is extra time, resource adding to project to mitigate emergencies. I already talked about it. So project manager has to build suitable buffering to reduce the impact. And it is one of the important tasks of project manager. Right at the time of planning, you have to identify and define buffer for it. Now there can be different types of buffer. One is resource buffer, time buffer. Three types of buffer we consider. Resource buffer is providing more resource such as people, equipment, etc., which I discussed already. Time buffer, considering excess time, rather than making very tight schedule, you always keep a buffer of 1 or 2 days, extra day, that is time buffer. Natural buffer. Natural buffer is plans preferring based on normal work days, 8 hours of work and perhaps 5-6 days per week. So project team can stretch extra hours every day. Even work few weeks, since these buffers are always available for to manage it. So natural buffer means we have to motivate them and you can stretch little bit and buy their time so that we can get that additional work done per week. Okay, so naturally we can get it done. The excess risk of time, we can say risk of time frame, which can get damaged because of people leaving or any other type of disturbances. Risk management process for ongoing risk management. So it is a sequence, or we can say the process steps. It mainly involve identification, quantification, classification. Quantification in terms of low, high, classification in terms of technology, market, people, and all that thing. Response development, how to respond to that, or that is mitigation, we can say. Execution, how we can mitigate, actually execute. Then response monitoring, what if you mitigate that with some response action, whether it creating good impact or bad impact, that you have to monitor. And finally, you have to close the risk. So it is again documentation will help you, especially as a learning, not only for this project, but for subsequent projects. These are some tools which are mentioned in the book. Of course, there are many more, and there are many may come up. We have to keep in touch, or we can look at your contest and how we can make use of course, without tools also you can manage it. But these are some tools which are available commercially, and which are mostly software based, and this can be added in your project so that it help you. Okay, you can just go through that. Thank you very much.